The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I think they seized the moment here to get rid of five hardcore guys, and their goal is to empty that jail. My goal is to keep them in jail. The war is not beginning to be over. The enemy is stronger today than they were last year. So the idea you had to release these five Taliban prisoners because we're about to withdraw from Afghanistan, therefore the war is over, is a false construct.
Is Senator Lindsey Graham fiery about this? Correct? When he says this just strengthens the Taliban and it's a big mistake what happened over the weekend, the exchange of the five Taliban dream team, as they're being called, from Guantanamo for one possible deserter of the army 5 years ago that was picked up by the Taliban, Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. We're still at the crossroads of this in this country. It's the water cooler buzz, and that's where we begin this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in those nooks and crannies. I know you're talking about this. At the gas station, when you're pumping gas, at the barber shop, even when you're in those grocery aisles, I've heard a lot of chitter-chatter about it more than anything in the last couple of weeks, other than the veterans' horrific situation in Phoenix and ultimately the resigning of Shinseki. I would say this story tops all, trumps everything. And on the Hill, there'll be testimony, and Congress wants to flush it out. However, it's done. We can't put the genie back in the bottle or the five Islamic extremists back on the island. It's not happening. But does this signal a white flag after all the time that's been spent in Iraq and Afghanistan? Imagine what this signifies to them. So we're going to go deeper on this situation here on the show. And more than the prisoner swap, was this a huge misstep by the United States in the first place? And will this bubble up and bite us in the not-too-distant future? In the meantime, in the war of words, how about Putin taking a swing, not at Obama, but at Hillary Clinton? Vladimir Putin decided he was going to jump into the middle of our politics on Wednesday. He described Hillary Clinton as weak and then said, but maybe weakness is not the worst quality for a woman. Wow. Really, it was blowback to something that Hillary Clinton said about the Russian leader. But to hear weak and Clinton in the same sentence was pretty wild. It was an interview with a French television reporter. He was asked about the remarks that Clinton made, that he was trying to redraw the boundaries in Eastern Europe, just like Adolf Hitler did in the 1930s. And he said, you know, you don't argue with a woman. And then he said, Mrs. Clinton has never been too graceful in her statements. And then he said that he met her when she was a top diplomat and had cordial conversations at several international events. Went on to say, I think even in this case, we could reach an agreement. But the thing that stood out was the fact that he said she was weak. The first lady, when her husband Bill Clinton was in the White House, Hillary Clinton started that path, that political path, I think, right then and there, because she was idolized by lots of feminists who hoped that she would become the first U.S. president. And you all know the story of her candidacy in 2008, losing to Barack Obama. And then she was a senator from New York. Then she went to the State Department, and the rest is history. And the speculation is rampant about 2016. There is no doubt Hillary Clinton is the candidate unless something personal happens in her life that forces her away from it. But otherwise, I would think not. Something that's interesting, if more than the War of Worlds, is this, or the War of Words and Worlds, because two worlds are going to collide. On Friday, it's the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And think of how big that is. Obama and Putin will be face-to-face on Friday in France at the commemorations of D-Day, the Normandy landings in World War II. Nothing formal, or there's no formal meeting between either one of them, but they're going to be there together. Putin said, when he was asked about it, "It's his choice. I am ready for dialogue." That's what he said. Wonder what the chit-chat would be between the two of them. I would have to think they would at least have a handshake or some kind of conversation. I mean, it's clear that we are not making nice with the Russians and vice versa. And the fact that there is no meeting planned kind of tells you something. It's just much of the same. Nothing different is going to happen between them. I think Obama is probably sulking over some of the blowback from the annexing of the Crimea. And in the beginning, when he was perceived as the weaker leader between the two of them, and the fact that he didn't come out hard and strong in the beginning of it. So, to me, there is a little bit of a thin skin on Obama when it comes to anything with Putin. So there may just be kind of a glance and a shake, a handshake perhaps, and that's it. But they definitely will be in the same circle, which is pretty wild if you think of some of the threats and on that eastern border and the backing down a little bit of the Russians and then the Russians threatening the United States. An interesting place to be celebrating D-Day, 70th anniversary. There's a reason both of them certainly are there. Coming up next on America Tonight, who likes to deal with mosquitoes? Nobody. And because this is also a common denominator for all of us, I thought it'd be interesting to talk to one of the editors of Men's Health magazine about what it is you can really do to rid yourself. I mean, is there a definitive way to rid yourself of mosquitoes? They're following me everywhere. It doesn't matter what time of day. There's nothing worse than a mosquito bite, gang, is there? Especially if you get a whole bunch of them, because then they become bumps and you itch them. And I mean, you know the story. I don't have to tell you. Not good. And West Nile, to me, the West Nile threat is the scariest thing, which is what the mosquitoes can carry, whether it's only in some areas or then they show up in an area. It's still, to me, frightening what carriers mosquitoes are become, because that's where usually this is where most things land. From the mosquito. What attracts them and how can we get rid of them next on America Tonight? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
The sun is hot, mosquitoes come.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Always fun to have my pal Greg Stebbins on, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine. And, oh, we are talking about something that is near and dear to my heart, mosquitoes and the problems with mosquitoes. I have this in my backyard all the time. I have tried everything. I have one friend that comes over, and the second she sits down, doesn't matter what time of day, once it hits summer, she swears she gets immediately 5 to 10 mosquito bites, and they start to show up, so she really does, and we've tried everything. So maybe Greg can help us. We're going to talk about mosquitoes. Hi,
well,
Greg.
My wife actually says that she doesn't need to use mosquito repellent anymore because she just has to take me outside. They all go after me and leave her alone. I'm like your friend. I mean, it's just 5 or 10. I love the day where I only get 5 or 10 bites. I mean, I could spend an hour outside and have 30 or 40 or 50 on my legs.
Oh, wow. So do you believe in that thing that it's something about your blood?
Oh, I'm sure it has something to do with blood or temperature or some or body, you know, your body's giving. There's something that some people give off, and I've read research about this. There's something that some people's bodies give off and others don't, and that's why some of us attract them and they don't. I'm very hot-blooded, so that wouldn't surprise me.
So you have in the magazine, it's like on page 82, banish the bloodsuckers. You got great tips on what to do. What's one of the really easy things that anybody can do that I think people forget about when it comes to water?
Do you ever go out in your backyard and have a beer?
Yep.
Do you ever maybe leave the beer bottle or maybe just the cap to the bottle outside?
Yep.
That beer bottle cap or that bottle cap, if flipped over, can get enough water in it to allow mosquitoes to breed in it.
So that's not good. So you got to get rid of that.
So any standing water in your yard is bad, but I really bring that up because it's just such a perfect example of the kind of thing you would think that didn't matter. You'd think, oh, it has to be so much standing water or it has to be a certain size or a certain, no. as little as a bottle cap of water can breed mosquitoes. You want to go through your yard and look for anything, anything that's going to hold water, and you want to get it out of there because you are just essentially inviting them in to breed and bite.
What about, like, if you have a fountain or something? That's okay because the water's moving?
That water's moving. That water's moving. It's standing water that's an issue. Now, if you have a fountain and you're not turning it on, could be a real issue. So if you're going to have a fountain, make sure it's running.
Yeah, no kidding. And now the other thing is, too, so really watch that whole thing, obviously, with the caps and look for water anywhere, and you'd be surprised where it can gather. What else can you do to get rid of them? People talk about citronella all the time. Does it really work? It hasn't worked for me.
It does work, but there's limitations to it. It's the problem with citronella is it works, but it has a very limited range, maybe about 5 feet. So that's fine if you're all hanging around the table and you've got some candles burning because it's going to cover all of you. Then you can do things like you can get the torches, scented torches, and they'll throw off more of the smoke and scent that'll keep mosquitoes away. But one of the products we looked at that we really loved is called a Thermacell outdoor lantern. And this thing, it's actually an odor-free bug blocker, but it works very, very well. And if you have bug problems or you're susceptible as I am, this is a great product to take a look at. It's called Thermacell, and you can find out more about it at thermacell.com.
What does it do? It releases something different. It's odor-free, right?
It's odor-free, and it actually has a repellent in it that is a copy of something that naturally occurs in the chrysanthemum flower. Did I say that right?
Chrysanthemum
flower. There you go.
Chrysanthemum. Mm-hmm.
And so whatever there is in the chrysanthemum, it repels bugs and mosquitoes. And they've been able to duplicate this in their product. Again, it's called a Thermacell. And so it doesn't hurt us. It doesn't hurt pets. But bugs, not just mosquitoes, but black flies and no-see-ums, they all hate it. So this is really a great way to go.
All right. I'm writing that down. So we're speaking with Greg Seven from Men's Health Magazine. The other thing is, and I've had people argue about this, about mosquitoes and flying and, you know, are they really weak flyers? I guess there's a way to blow them away.
Yeah, you'll actually see this in restaurants now where if they have an outdoor seating, they'll have a fan blowing down. And that's because, as you said, mosquitoes, they're not great flyers. They can fly, but they're not real strong. So if you have a good fan blowing towards you or even overhead blowing down, that will actually keep the mosquitoes away. And here's one I love. I didn't know this until I saw this article. But when there's a fly or a mosquito goes by, a mosquito in particular, you can actually wait until it lands, then open your hand slowly and get ready to clap. And as you clap, the bug will sense there's an air disturbance and fly right up between your palms and bang. You now got a dead bug and you're feeling better about it. Our only recommendation is before you reach back into the chips, please go wash your hands.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I really don't know anyone, Greg. I was thinking about this, and I've lived all over the country, and you've lived in different parts of the country, too, that there's no mosquitoes. I've lived in the South. I've lived in the East. I've lived in the West. I've lived in the Midwest. There's always somewhere mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, I've lived in parts of California where you don't have bugs at all.
Ooh.
I've lived in parts of the Carolinas where it's so awful that if you don't douse yourself with DEET, you're just not going outside.
So it's really bad in South Carolina.
I used to live near Charleston, and that they call it the Low Country. And, you know, real estate people call it the marsh. Oh, they have a house on the marsh. But let's be honest about this. It's a swamp. So there's large parts of this part of the country that are, frankly, pretty swampy. And then you just have tons and tons of rain, tropical storms in the afternoon, and all of those, and hot, humid weather, and all those things add up to a perfect place for mosquitoes to be. So if you're in a place where there's mosquitoes and you're susceptible, you have to start. The truth is, try anything. Try anything once. And you may find something that works for you that doesn't work for everyone else. But the things we just have talked about will mostly at least keep them away from your house in general. And that's a really smart, great place to start.
Yeah, anything you can do. You know, I had a friend that lived next to somebody that let their pool get all algae in it, and they didn't do anything, clean it, and it you know, bred over to them. So it just, that's what happened. That's what they did.
Yeah,
they
I mean,
were
and
breeding.
In fact, you, you, if your neighbors are not doing their job, you either, it's in your best interest to go nudge them or do it for them because you're going to suffer. In fact, another one of the tips in this article that I never thought about is if you have a recycle bin and it doesn't have a something that flaps over to cover it, well, now you're putting your cans and your bottles in there, and then it rains, and it's just holding water. So, first of all, it's best to have a recycle bin with a cover, like your trash can, so the lid flips over. If you don't, it's smart to put it somewhere where it can't get wet from the rain. But ultimately, one of the things we recommend is take that recycle bin and drill a bunch of holes in the bottle so at least the water can drain out. That's the name of the game here. Get rid of the water any way you can. And just always, when you're walking through the yard, always be looking for where could there be standing water and eliminate that as a source of breeding for mosquitoes.
All right. That's a perfect advice there. Greg Stebbin, pick it up, Men's Health Magazine, all those tips and so much more. Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here.
So if you have that problem with mosquitoes like Greg and I were just talking about, pay attention especially to the thing he was saying about the caps. I know, and so many of you have called in, and listen, if you have any great mosquito remedies, please send them to me at americatonight.net because it is just the bane of my existence. And other than paying like $10,000 to have a spray thing installed all over your yard, it always falls short for me. For some reason, people have great advice. I think some of the things that he said would be great to try. Even flower pots, I noticed after the rain I had that happen, or had a bird bath area that it was filled and immediately I dumped it out. So he's right about the whole standing water thing. And as you know, our satellite facility is in Texas. So in Texas, they get a lot of mosquitoes, just like at the mothership in mosquito land with the, you know, the land of a thousand lakes, of course, Minnesota. So we were always grappling with this problem of what to do. Somebody else told me, I'll throw this in before we skedaddle. Somebody else told me a good thing to do is get those clip-on deals and put them around you. So if you're sitting at a table, I mean, to put it on you and it has a fan, that makes sense. The fan blows, so it would blow the mosquitoes away. If there's a whole bunch of them, you can put them on the table and it acts like that citronella and should chase them away. But I see why Off has the thing that clips on, and it makes sense because of what Greg said with the fan, it would blow them out. And I'm sure some of you probably have some great suggestions as well, because we're back into that mosquito time, and I know that I already am wrestling with it, and I know it's just going to get worse. Send them, please, americatonight.net. We'll be back with more. Hang with us.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tonight at the tail end of the show, dumb things I shouldn't have done. We could put under dumb things what most of us think of the prisoner swap. Maybe you don't agree with that. I think it's a very lopsided deal, and I'm certainly not alone or going out on a great big limb to say that. I just saw a poll, a Fox News poll, that shows that most people are worried that the swap will put U.S. soldiers at risk. And I would have to agree with that. Remember, we're still in Afghanistan, and we still have a lot of soldiers there at this point. Even if there's a drawdown, that drawdown has not happened yet at this point. And now they're exposed. So the reviews are in, and it's not just Fox News, but hey, Fox News, for what it's worth, 84% of the people who were polled, including Democrats, by the way, worry that the prisoner swap will put our guys in the worst possible position and women that they could be in. Only 15% weren't worried about the deal. That's amazing, huh? Now, more Democrats approved than Republicans, but still, it was pretty high. By a 55-39 margin, voters, by the way, approved of the president's announcement of withdrawing the troops. But now with this cropping up, the prisoner switch over the weekend, it's had has people worried about what will possibly happen in those months leading up to December. So this has opened up a whole new potential Pandora's box, one we definitely don't know. I mean, it's inexplicable if you think about it, the actions of the White House. Why not get the approval of Congress here? Why not get them to sign off on it, which it might have been a, maybe it wasn't going to, I'm answering my own question, I guess, because it probably wouldn't have been an easy road, because you would have objections to, okay, why are we doing this? Or maybe you wouldn't. Maybe instead you would have people agreeing, because can you leave an American behind? Could you skip a deal like that? Or are you compelled to do it, even if it's a lousy deal, because you can't leave an American soldier there, whether he's a deserter or not? The problem is, which made it worse, is that so many members of his platoon were killed trying to recover him, trying to find him. And that is very tough for surviving family members to tell them that. I mean, not that he was killed in the line of duty, which is what that would initially be, but then to have all these details spill out and have to hear that, that'd be rough. That'd be really rough. Because then in your mind, you can't help it. What are you thinking? Why was my kid killed then? Why did that have to happen? Because he deserted. And we have to throw the word allegedly, but the evidence is pretty clear, and the soldiers have described it. I can't believe they're making this all up. He'll get his chance, I guess, to give the facts, but I think it's pretty clear what we're looking at here, and that's the reason why many of us have our hackles up. Would it be a different story if that weren't the case? Yeah, I think it would feel different. I don't know that we would still, I still wouldn't like the idea of not telling anyone, doing the five from Guantanamo. Because remember, that's always been a sore subject anyway, with the administration wanting to close Guantanamo to the tune of ridiculous amounts of money and pull those prisoners to the United States and put them at a prison in the United States somewhere. And that has been a massive a nightmare, really, for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because it kind of blew up on them, so to speak. But they've wanted to close Guantanamo from day one, and it has not happened. There's one surefire way to start it: just get prisoners out. Continue to get more prisoners and exchanges out. Not that they haven't tried to do that, but in many cases, the countries that they come from don't want them back. What does that show you? They don't want them back in Yemen. They don't want them back in some of these other spots, because they know exactly what they're dealing with, a nightmare, and the potential for what damage they could do. Remember, a lot of the terrorists, even if the target is mostly the Western world or Western culture or, you know, the United States, let's say, still, there is a danger, an inherent danger to the people of where they're going back. How about all those bombs in the marketplaces? How about all those human bombs? So, looking at this in a different way and looking at it with sort of a different twist on it, there are so many things that happen here that with Congress, I don't think they would have gotten that approval. They might not have gotten that approval anyway, and this is the idea. Let's just say, oh, we're sorry, and ask for the forgiveness and cut the deal because it wasn't going to go through. If Bergdahl, who supposedly walked away from his post, wasn't a deserter, it would feel different. Then the soldiers who were killed that were trying to get him were trying to get their comrade back. They were doing exactly what the code is. And they were doing it anyway, and they were honoring that code, so they absolutely are incredibly honorable men to in that situation, knowing what they knew about him walking away and doing what they had to do, doing the code. But unfortunately, too many of them ended up sacrificing their life. So Chuck Hagel says, conversation like this is dangerous because we have to wait for the facts before we condemn and convict Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. And that's because he's getting so many requests. I mean, this is the politically correct thing for him to say. He is in that position where he should say and wait. Absolutely. But there's no way other people are going to wait. Because clearly, those soldiers did not make this up. The Army is saying that they're going to review all the circumstances surrounding his disappearance. That's why they're being cautious, because they know what they're dealing with, but they want to make sure he comes back, then they can go through it, because he disappeared in 2009, in June of 2009. Senators say they still have questions about the prisoner exchange with the Taliban securing his release, because there was a classified White House briefing on Wednesday, but they weren't completely satisfied with what they heard. And what's interesting, on the heels of all of this, they got their briefing. The State Department, Pentagon, and other intelligence agencies, anybody related to war efforts, they were on the scene. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, said he left the briefing with more questions than answers. And guess what? Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss agreed, saying, "I don't think see how anyone could walk out of there with any kind of comfortable feeling that the administration gave us what we needed when we left there." Saying that it was like they didn't trust Dianne Feinstein and me. Which he makes an interesting point. So you have Democrats and Republicans accusing the Obama administration of breaking law by not giving them the 30 days. That's what you have there. And because so many in his platoon and others are claiming that he deserted prior to that capture, that makes it even thornier. There was a possibility of a prisoner swap more than 2 years ago. And they were there. That was kind of circulating. And then they said they were concerned about that. How about that? Dick Durbin, the Democratic senator from Illinois, said that the situation unfolded quickly and it wasn't an easy call. He looked drug or sick or tired, but he didn't look like a well person. The detailed description leading up to the days, that was what they were talking about. They thought that he was going to die. But imagine if the five released Gitmo prisoners attack Americans. Ugh. Imagine if that were to happen. Hopefully not. Chuck Hagel, by the way, is going to appear at the House Armed Services Committee hearing on June 11th to answer some of those questions about the trade and the lack of information for some of those details that just have not fallen out. More dumb things. Round the bend here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
America. Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I guess it's not as new as it was. A couple months ago, we unveiled this. Dumb things that I shouldn't have done. We got some good ones this time around. Let's go to dumb things.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I just shot myself.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I'm dumb.
This one from Mary Jo, listening in Illinois. Kate Delaney, I listen for dumb things every single week. I never know for sure when you're going to air it. Well, it's always on this show on this particular evening / morning, Mary Jo. And Mary Jo says, I have so many. I guess like everybody else, it seems like they start their dumb things to you saying that they have a lot of things that they did that they think are dumb. But I would have to say, perhaps my dumbest thing that I did was I went to our cabin. We have a cabin off of a beautiful lake, and I didn't really think about the whole trash thing. I guess I hadn't really been there when it was trash day. I don't know how it worked out that way, but I was, and I was by myself waiting for my family to come up. for a couple of days. It was great, except for that I left my bags at the curb like I would have done at home. And I left some at the curb, and then I had others in cans up by the house, and that was a dumb thing to do. I attracted bears. I was scared to death. It sounded like giant dogs to me. And I looked out the window, and I saw the mama, let's put it that way, or one big bear. And then I'm fumbling around figuring out who to call. I end up calling the local police. They get somebody out, and apparently you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to leave food anywhere where the bears or any other of the wildlife can get to them. You're supposed to wait right before the truck comes to pick them up, or at least in the morning before you put the stuff out, and you have to have really tight trash cans to make sure the lids are on and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people, city people or people that live in the suburbs, when they go out into the woods, are kind of like a deer in the headlights. They don't know that the things that you do there, you just don't translate. And definitely the food thing is big, so it's not a surprise that you attracted bears. It could have been coyotes or something else, but obviously it was bears because she saw. And that would be scary. I mean, I guess I would do the same thing. Who do you call? Really a wildlife park. If she was in a park, she didn't say that, a park ranger person, but just because she's off a lake, it might not be a park person. So I guess calling the police was probably the smart thing to do. What would have been scary would have been to be out there, like running out back, getting something, that kind of stuff. I sort of have a rule in the wilderness. If you don't have to be outside, you're in that kind of situation, maybe you don't want to be. You know where it's awesome in one way because it's pitch dark? But in another way, you don't know what's around you if you're unfamiliar. So, let's see, snakes, what else, bobcats, what else could I possibly run into? I learned my lesson. I'll tell you this story. I was out someplace that, it wasn't Spartan, but it was kind of remote. And I decided I was going to run, and I did. I just took like a nighttime jog, and it was before 11 o'clock at night, so I didn't think it was ridiculously late. And I could hear, and there was bushes kind of on the side along my whole running path. And I heard things rattling the whole way. But finally, one thing did pop into my path, and it was an armadillo. And I'm sure harmless, but freaky looking, especially for someone who'd never seen an armadillo. Oh, boy, I don't think I ever ran that fast. I probably would weigh 80 pounds if I did that every night. I broke the sound barrier turning around and running back to my place. I was just that frightened. So there is a lesson to what Mary Jo is saying there. Trash, other things, when you don't know your surroundings. All right, this one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I may have the dumbest thing of all. I think I can top anything anybody has ever written to you. I had my car, and I was going out to dinner, and I valeted it. I was taking a girl out. I valeted the car, and this was a sweet ride. I know you're going to groan when I say it, but it was a souped-up BMW. And listen, I worked a lot of jobs to get that BMW. And what happened was I handed them my keys. They took off with the BMW, parked it, all that other kind of stuff. And I came out. They pulled the car up. I got in the car, drove away, and didn't realize until the next day that it wasn't my car that I had gotten into. It was another BMW. I had my briefcase. I had things I needed in the trunk, and I did not know what to do. Obviously, I called the restaurant. It was a big mix-up. We sorted it out, but it wasn't easily sorted out because somebody, they gave my car to somebody else, and they didn't know who we were and tried to figure out how to remedy the situation. It was freaky, and it's my fault, even though you could say it was the valet person's, but how could I get in the car and not realize it wasn't my car? Do you think you could get in your car or someone else's car and not know the difference? That's a good question. I don't think so, no. I don't think I could. I know, no, I couldn't. There's just things about the car that I would know. I mean, even if there's a car that's similar color or the whole thing, if I got in the feel, you know, the feel of the car or the tchotchke you have, the thing in the middle you have, whether you have a drink holder or whatever, I think it would be tough not to notice that. But he was probably paying attention to who he was taking out on the date, I guess. It would have been so much better for him if he had realized he was in the wrong car. I mean, you drive a car so much, there's little things about the car I think you would see. Now, if you had a few cocktails and you were interested in the person he was with, maybe not. But I still think there would be some telltale signs that something was not right. All right, let's go to another dumb thing. This one is from Keith. And Keith says, Kate, I've listened to the show just recently. I like it. I have to say I'm going to continue to listen. But other than sucking up to you, let me tell you about my dumb thing. My dumb thing is I was so excited living in Jersey, tickets to go and see the Knicks, and I know the Knicks weren't anything this year to write home about, but I never have a lot of time off, and I got these awesome floor seats. They were given to me. So I was so excited in my haste to get back over the bridge from New Jersey, I forgot the tickets. I forgot the tickets. And you really can't talk yourself onto that floor, especially if you're not famous or you don't know somebody. I blew my opportunity to sit on the floor of the Knicks. And I don't know if you know who this actress is, but Tia Leone would have been sitting, I think, somewhere very close to me because I noticed her on a recap of the highlights. And I think my seat was right near where she was. Darn it. Yeah, I'd have more things to say than darn it. I would be really upset. I know somebody one time that had theater tickets, and they forgot their theater tickets in Philadelphia, and this was New York City. And it was just one ticket, actually, and they were with other people, and they all had their tickets. And they went to the box office to explain the situation, and they actually said, if nobody comes to the seat, because you can't really prove it, if nobody comes to the seat, then we'll let you have it. And nobody came to the seat, so she got to have the seat. But that was another, you know, couple hours away, a couple nights stay, expensive tickets, and that was upsetting. Yeah, when you do that thing, I think a lot of the dumb things relate to being rushed, forgetting something, and then it turns into a catastrophe because you try to walk back your steps and try to figure out what happened, where you left keys or tickets or whatever it is. All right, if you have a dumb thing and you want to share it with us, please do, americatonight.net.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.